It's Thursday, and that's the day we read from your letters.
We have a few corrections to acknowledge, starting with my description yesterday of the cochineal insect as a Peruvian beetle.
While we could claim that this is a vague layman's usage of beetle that would include even certain Volkswagens, that would not wash with Dr. Paul Johnson, professor of entomology at South Dakota State University in Brookings.
He calls it a serious entomological faux pas, and in a further unkind cut, Professor Johnson writes, "I would expect such cavalier biology from your colleagues at Fox, but factual inaccuracies on NPR? Beetles are exceedingly distinctive insects that are well known and well characterized in any novitiate-level biology book, as well as advanced entomology references. Cochineal insects are not beetles, and not even closely related, let alone not even similar in appearance, but rather a species of scale insect. Shame on NPR for allowing Western entomophobic disregard for insects to influence the misrepresentation of biological facts."
Listeners to the first feed of our program last Thursday may have heard an error in the obituary for Gregory Peck. Pat Dowell placed the story of To Kill a Mockingbird in Mississippi. That led Chuck Behrman, chief of staff in the office of Mississippi's Secretary of State, to write us. As he pointed out, it was not set in Mississippi, but in Alabama.
J.C. Burns in Atlanta had nothing but praise for Wade Goodwin's piece on the release of 12 prisoners in Tulia, Texas, after serving several years on now discredited drug charges. "I hear so many reports that go for the easy cliché on race issues," Burns writes. "It's nice to hear reporting about the rural South and Southwest with such clarity and nuance."
Listener Phil Tyrone of Seattle thinks we implied that use of a Segway motorized scooter connotes laziness, and he is irate.
This was in our item about the image of the two presidents Bush in Kennebunkport, Maine, both on Segways.
"I don't understand," he writes. "I jog at least 5 miles a day. I ride my bike. The Segway is a car replacement."
And Mr. Tyrone tells us that last week he broke the 1,000-mile mark on his Segway, and he believes that, with the possible exception of Segway employees, he is the first person in the U.S. to do this.
In another item, some listeners think we use the word decade a little too liberally. Art Cohen of Ellicott City, Maryland, writes, "During an interview remembering David Brinkley and referring to the Huntley-Brinkley report, all things considered indicated that the program ran for 3 decades. In fact, the program ran from 1956 to 1970.
Which, of course, was in 3 decades, but not for 3 decades. Nick Salmon of Missoula, Montana, made the same point, and he provided a musical suggestion to boot.
He writes, "I think that Tom Lehrer would have enjoyed your new math. I hope that you will be able to celebrate David Brinkley's life with another gem from Tom Lehrer, So Long, Mom, a song for World War III.
So long, Mom, I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. But while you swelter down there in your shelter, you can see me on your TV. While we're attacking frontally, watch Brinkley and Huntley describing contrapuntally the cities we have lost. No need for you to miss a minute of the agonizing Holocaust. Yeah!"
Send your comments, with or without musical suggestions, to atc@npr.org.
And remember to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
"He was mighty proud when World War III was declared. He wasn't scared, no siree. And this is what he said on his way to Armageddon. So long, Mom, I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. But though I may roam, I'll come back to my home, although it may be a pile of debris. Remember, Mommy, I'm off to get a commie, so send me a salami and try to smile somehow. I'll look for you when the war is over, an hour and a half from now."
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.